Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low near zero. A wind chill advisory will go into effect at midnight tonight and last through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Wind chills are expected to fall into the 20 to 25 below zero range. Racine police have confirmed that a fiery accident last weekend and reports of shots being fired are related. Lieutenant Al Day says police were dispatched to the downtown area last Saturday for reports of shots being fired in the area of 8th and Main Street. A short time later, the accident was reported at 5th and Main with one of the vehicles on fire and two people trapped inside. He says the investigation has determined the two incidents are directly related, although a news release provides no other details. As a result of the accident, two men were transported to Frederick Hospital for treatment of their injuries. A woman was also injured. Day says the injured are all expected to survive and no one is in custody in connection with the incident. Police are asking anyone who may have witnessed or has surveillance or cell phone video of the incident or responded to assist the victims to contact police. A city committee is recommending the denial of a legal claim filed by a Kenosha man over how he was arrested last year after being accused of repeatedly harassing and threatening his former live-in girlfriend. Racine police deploying a taser and a canine. City Attorney Scott Letney told the Finance Committee this week that Joshua Ammon was spotted inside a vehicle in West Racine.
He had two warrants for his arrest outstanding and that he had a propensity to flee and fight when confronted by police. They located him where they thought he was going to be. He did attempt to flee in his vehicle and then jumped out of his car on Washington Avenue and started running.
Letney said once police caught Ammon in a foot pursuit around Grove Avenue, reports indicate a struggle led to the use of the taser and the dog. The Finance Committee recommends the Common Council deny Ammon's claim for $50,000 because of injuries he suffered during his arrest. Ammon has a March court date in his case, having pleaded not guilty, but also offered a plea agreement by the District Attorney's Office, according to court records. A Racine grandfather is facing charges after his grandson showed up at a neighbor's house without a coat, socks, or shoes last night, saying he had been beaten. 50-year-old Abel Moreno has been charged with physical abuse of a child and disorderly conduct. According to court documents, the 11-year-old said he had gone into his grandfather's room to get money to pay for food that was being delivered. The boy said his grandfather accused him of trying to steal the money and struck him in the face, threw him on the floor, and slapped his back several times, then lifted him up by his neck. Moreno is also accused of chasing the boy around the apartment armed with a rolling pin and a belt until the child left and ran to the neighbor's house. Moreno is scheduled to return to court later this month for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Another Kenosha County park will be closed beginning Monday for ash tree removal. Parks Director Jonathan Rudy says Fox River Park, including the hiking trail, sledding hill, and disc golf course, will be closed to the public while a logging crew removes ash trees from the park. Petrifying Springs Park also remains closed for the project, and Rudy says the logging company hired to do the job is bringing in a second crew to start the work at Fox River Park. Pets is expected to reopen next weekend. The county is removing ash trees from its parks because of the infestation of the emerald ash borer. Good news for the village of Pleasant Prairie, which had planned to apply for grants to pay for widening Highway 165 from Prairie Springs Park to near I-94. Village officials have been notified by the State Department of Transportation that federal funds have been secured to pay for a portion of the expansion, meaning that transportation economic assistance grants and tax incremental financing funds will not be needed. State road improvement funds will provide the remaining money for the project, which will include an additional bridge over the Des Plaines River. The DOT has also announced a new time frame for the $6.5 million project. Bids will be solicited in June, with work expected to begin in August. September 3rd at historic Lambeau Field in Green Bay, the Wisconsin Badgers will play LSU, and ticket prices for the season opener will range from $48 to $118. According to a distribution plan, UW will receive 40,000 tickets, with 20,000 allotted to LSU, and the Packers will control the rest, mostly premium seats, including suites and club seating. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.